USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and other world leaders are in Germany for the G7 summit. The president saying the G7 countries are going to refrain from importing gold from Russia. Biden saying the decision will put a dent in Russia's exportation of gold, which amounts to billions of dollars every year. An official G7 statement on the matter is expected sometime Tuesday. Two people are under arrest for property destruction at the Supreme Court, where protests have turned violent in the wake of the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. U.S. Capitol Police saying the pair allegedly threw paint over the fence that separates protesters from the others at the building. Gas prices continuing to fall. The latest AAA station survey saying the current average is $4.90 a gallon. That's down 8 cents from a week ago. USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
Federal prosecutors are pushing for at least a 30-year sentence for convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell. In a filing ahead of Tuesday's sentencing in New York, prosecutors say the late Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman should get 30 to 55 years behind bars. That would amount to life in prison for Maxwell, who's 60. Russian missiles are hitting the capital of Ukraine as world leaders meet in Germany for the G7 summit. A Reuters report says 4 bombs were heard in central Kyiv early Sunday, and 2 more blasts were heard later in the southern outskirts. Local officials saying the missiles hit an apartment building and a kindergarten and that 5 people were wounded. It's the first major Russian attack in Kyiv this month. At the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the West needs to maintain a united front against Russian President Vladimir Putin. The attack happening after the United States sent more tax dollars to help Ukraine. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A new Harris poll commissioned by the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools found that 82% of parents would vote for a candidate who did not belong to their preferred party if the candidate aligned with them on education issues. 83% of respondents also said education matters more to them than in the past, and 84% said they supported public charter schools. He trespassed off the property but wound up going to jail anyway.
A Florida man who was already banned from a Walmart in Palm Bay from trying to steal a pack of smokes earlier this month was arrested Thursday on weapons charges. 35-year-old Justin Horn was identified on a surveillance video. He's accused of leaving his bag near some shopping carts. The bag had 2 guns inside, one of which was a sawed-off shotgun. Horn was booked at the Brevard County Jail. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Former President Donald Trump is continuing to hold rallies across the country. The president in Mendon, Illinois, endorsing gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey.
Darren is a fearless supporter of the Second Amendment and a tireless champion of religious liberty. He will crack down on the violent crime that is devouring our Democrat-run cities and restore the state of Illinois to greatness. Darren has my complete and total endorsement.
Trump adding Bailey is a man to defeat current governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.